I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. In a year like this year, that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you want to have chametz, you want to have the lechem mishnah, you want to have challah. You can't eat matzah, so you want to have challah for your lechem mishnah, for your suda Shabbos. The problem is that you don't want chametz in your house. You don't want crumbs to get all over the place. That could be disastrous. So some people wish to eat the challah outside. Go outside to their porch, to their backyard. Eat the bread there and continue on the rest of the Suda Shabbos inside in their dining room with all the Pesach dishes and everything kosher LePesach. But there are two problems that need to be addressed about this. Number one, as the Gemara in yesterday's Daf discussed, you have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And if you're going to be eating the bread, the challah outside, you have to make sure that the Kiddush is B'Makom Suda. But I'm not going to address that. That was yesterday's Daf. The Gemara also began discussing yesterday, continues discussing today, the concept of shinoi makom. If you move places in the middle of a meal, if you're eating something in one place, then you go to another place, perhaps you have to make a new bracha when you continue eating in that second location. And therefore, when you wash, you eat the bread outside, then you go back inside your house in order to eat the rest of the suda, do you have to make a new bracha when you continue on to the meal? So as the Gemara in yesterday's Daf, Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph, and continues on today's Daf, Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis, if you began your meal with a type of food that you're supposed to recite the bracha achrona, you're supposed to bench in the place in which you began, that creates a hush of a meal, that creates a kvius, that you're able to continue in another location, and that's not a shinei mokum, that wouldn't be a problem. Therefore, since you begin your suda with bread, obviously you have the lechem mishnah, you have the challah, you're allowed to continue on inside, and that's not going to be a problem with shinui makom. You don't need to make a new bracha when you continue on in your suda. Now, it happens to be another fascinating discussion about once it becomes the zman iser chametz, once you're no longer allowed to eat the challah, or you decided you're no longer to eat any challah, certainly inside with all the pesach the kedishas around. So maybe you're a misalik from the bread. You decided no more bread, you're not allowed to eat the bread, and maybe you have to make a new bracha on all the new foods simply because you didn't make a bracha. It's no longer tuffle, it's no longer secondary to the bread. You can't eat the bread anymore. It's a fascinating discussion, but most of the poskim assume that it's not a problem. The bread is set the tone for the meal. It's all the bread meal, even though you're not going to be eating the bread right now. There are Rishonim that indicates such an idea. But now there's another issue that also needs to be addressed if you're trying to do this, starting off the meal, eating the bread outside. And that is, at the end of the day, where are you supposed to bench? Where are you supposed to bench? Perhaps you have to bench back outside where you ate the bread. This whole idea is that since the bracha achrona needs to be recited in the place where you began. So, to make a story short, most poskim say that it is ideal to go back outside and bench outside. It's ideal, it's l'chatchila. Certainly, if the place where you're eating, you're able to see the porch, if you have a porch, an enclosed porch, a deck, a balcony, and you're able, that's where you ate the bread, and now you're inside, and you're able to see that location, so perhaps that's considered a micheder lecheder, and it's visible to that location, so perhaps that would be good enough. You don't need to, if it's shasat chak, if it's difficult, there certainly is what to rely on to bench inside, but the poskim do suggest that it's best to go back outside.